What are your guys' expectations for Kareem Hunt? 913-586-7965. We know he's going to be active. They're going to have three backs active. Carson Steele had, 16, 17 carries? Nice outing. You're going to have Samaje Perine still active, and Kareem Hunt making his return to the Chiefs. So I don't suddenly think Kareem Hunt is just getting all the carries. Certainly not the first game.
No. I think Carson Steele will start the game, get the first few drives.
It's the hot hand approach that we talked about last week. Last week, guess who had the hot hand? Carson Steele. He's going to have the first crack at it, as he should. And if he's effective, he will lead the team in touches in the backfield. I think there's a good chance that'll be the case anyway. I still want to know, Samaje Perine, do we see any carries really from him anymore? Those go to Hunt. And then if there's receptions out of the backfield, that's where Perine and Hunt could split. But I think you're going to see Perine maybe have one carry. Otherwise, I would like it to be Carson Steele and Kareem Hunt carrying the football.
I think I actually have decent expectations for Kareem Hunt. Not unrealistic. I don't think he's Kareem Hunt from 2017 all of a sudden. But I can't think of a player in recent memory for the Chiefs more motivated to perform well for this team than Kareem Hunt. Did you hear the way he was talking in that press conference on Wednesday? This is his. It's been his dream for years to be able to throw the Chiefs uniform back on, go win a Super Bowl with the team that drafted him, and prove that he still got it. So I think he's going to get 5 to 6 carries a game. I think 1 to 2 of those will be in the red zone. And I expect him to be effective in those carries, maybe only solely based on motivation alone. I know his yards per carry were down last year, but if you actually go, it's the same thing
career
as I told you about.
Low, yeah.
Yeah, but all of those are not created equal. I told you the same thing before the season about Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry also had a bunch of career lows, but his offensive line was also making him get hit faster than ever. A lot of what was happening with Kareem Hunt last year analytically was everyone else's fault, not his. It was how quickly he was getting hit. Now, he's not as fast as he used to be. I don't think he's 2017, but I think he'll be effective. I think he'll be 4, 4.5 yards a carry. I think he'll be a good red zone threat because he seems to have a nose for the end zone. I kind of expect him to maybe be near a touchdown this week and, get 5 or 6 carries. Be effective.
I don't doubt his excitement and all that and prove people that he, all this kind of – that still only goes so far. You still have to physically be able to go and do it. And that is still the question that we don't know. He obviously –
last year he couldn't.
Of course he feels he can do that. I would hope so. Of course he's excited. I have no doubt that he's motivated. Can he still do it? And that's fine. That's his motivation. People like me saying, question, can he? I don't know. I'm not saying he can't, but I don't know if he can.
Sure.
That's what I want to find out on Sunday. It's also his first game. So whatever he does against LA, I don't think is the limit to what he can do.
It's not the floor or the ceiling.
Yeah, but it's another angle and storyline in this game. I mean, later on, I'm sure we'll talk about Wanya again. I mean, this is still only the second game where Wanya's back. I mean, it's not like we're just, all right, no problem now.
Left tackle's fine now.
Can he follow that up? No, I think Bosa still is not practicing, or has he practiced recently?
He did not practice yesterday.
Yeah, so he's probably not playing on Sunday, I would suspect by now. So you get a little bit of a break there. But there's a lot of interesting, storylines besides the obvious of the quarterback injury and, can they get the deep passing going and things like that. And Kelsey, it's Kareem Hunt further down the depth chart, but it is kind of it can change how you approach the next 7 weeks while Pacheco is still out, because Clyde was in the locker room yesterday. Yeah. It was the video was circulating. Obviously, good for him. Seems like he was in a great mood then. Obviously, wish him the best. But is he available in week 5? We know he's eligible. Will he be back in week 5? So based on what they see from Kareem Hunt and Carson Steele on Sunday, could dictate what it means for P. Ryan's future, all that kind of stuff.
Are they going to carry 4 backs?
I don't think you can carry 4 active running backs.
I don't think so either.
Kareem Hunt, by the way, anytime touchdown on FanDuel is +430.
That feels too low.
It's worse odds than Mahomes has to score a touchdown.
That was on FanDuel. One of the sites had it. Oh, that's better value. One of the sites had Kareem Hunt to get a touchdown at +220, which didn't seem like enough
value at
all.
Well, that's incredibly low. 430 is better value, but still.
We don't see many players. We don't see many players above 5 to 1 that are,
anymore.
Unless you're, Justin, even Justin Watson's probably not much better than 7 to 1 for this game to get a touchdown.
He's 7.5 to 1.
There you go. Yeah. So, yeah. I mean,
so is Juju Smith-Schuster.
I mean, think about that. We're going way down the depth chart just to get the 7 to 1 number.
Yeah. That's probably why. But Kareem Hunt's been a really good red zone back his entire career. So I wouldn't be surprised if they used him again there, especially for a team that struggles in the red zone.